Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph. Come, let us ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the rock who saves us. Let us come into his presence giving thanks, let us hail him with a song of praise. A mighty God is the Lord, a great king above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land that he shaped by his hand. O come, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we the people of his pasture, the flock of his hand. O that today you would listen to his voice, harden not your hearts, as at Meribah, as on the day at Massa in the desert, when your forebears put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I abhorred that generation, and I said, their hearts go astray, this people does not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph. Great Saint Joseph, son of David, foster father of our Lord, spouse of Mary, ever virgin, keeping over them watch and ward. In the stable thou didst guard them with a father's loving care. Thou by God's command didst save them from the cruel Herod's snare. 3 long days in grief and anguish with that mother sweet and mild, Mary virgin, didst thou wander, seeking her beloved child. In the temple thou didst find him, O what joy then filled thy heart. In thy sorrows, in thy gladness, grant us Joseph to have part. Clasped in Jesus' arms and Mary's, when death gently came at last, thy pure spirit, sweetly sighing, from its earthly dwelling passed. Dear Saint Joseph, by that passing, may our death be like to thine, and with Jesus, Mary, Joseph, may our souls forever shine. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. In your strength, O Lord, the king rejoices. How greatly your salvation makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not withheld the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with blessings of prosperity. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asks you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. By your saving help, great is his mercy. You have bestowed upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted him blessings forever, made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has placed his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he is unshaken. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. When he awoke, Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had directed him, and took Mary as his wife. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your loving mercy in the morning, and your truth in the watches of the night, on the 10-string lute and the harp, with the sound of a song on the lyre. You have gladdened me, O Lord, by your deeds, for the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The senseless cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When he awoke, Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had directed him, and took Mary as his wife. Joseph left Nazareth and set out for the town of David, called Bethlehem, to register with Mary. See your enemies, O Lord, see your enemies will perish. All who do evil will be scattered. You give me the strength of a wild ox. You have poured out on me purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears have heard of their fall. the just one will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green. To proclaim that the Lord is upright, in him, my rock, there is no wrong. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Joseph left Nazareth and set out for the town of David, called Bethlehem, to register with Mary. The just man shall blossom like the lily. He shall flourish forever in the courts of our God. From the letter to the Hebrews. Faith is confident assurance concerning what we hope for, and conviction about things we do not see. Because of faith, the men of old were approved by God. Through faith, we perceive that the worlds were created by the Word of God, and that what is visible came into being through the invisible. By faith, Abel offered God a sacrifice greater than Cain's. Because of this, he was attested to be just. God himself, having borne witness to him on account of his gifts, therefore, although Abel is dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away without dying, and he was seen no more because God took him. Scripture testifies that before he was taken up, he was pleasing to God, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, warned about things not yet seen, revered God and built an ark that his household might be saved. He thereby condemned the world and inherited the justice which comes through faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called and went forth to the place he was to receive as a heritage. He went forth, moreover, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose designer and maker is God. By faith, Sarah received power to conceive, though she was past the age, for she thought that the one who had made the promise was worthy of trust. As a result of this faith, there came forth from one man, who was himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sands of the seashore. All of these died in faith. They did not obtain what had been promised, but saw and saluted it from afar. By acknowledging themselves to be strangers and foreigners on the earth, they showed that they were seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking back to the place from which they had come, they would have had the opportunity of returning there, but they were searching for a better, a heavenly home. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. He never doubted God's promise, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. Therefore, through faith, he was counted as justified. Faith was at work in his deeds, and by his deeds his faith became perfect. Therefore, through faith, he was counted as justified. From a sermon by Saint Bernardine of Siena, priest. There is a general rule concerning all special graces granted to any human being. Whenever the divine favor chooses someone to receive a special grace or to accept a lofty vocation, God adorns the person chosen with all the gifts of the Spirit needed to fulfill the task at hand. This general rule is especially verified in the case of Saint Joseph, the foster father of our Lord, and the husband of the Queen of our world, enthroned above the angels. He was chosen by the Eternal Father as the trustworthy guardian and protector of his great treasures, namely his divine Son and Mary, Joseph's wife. He carried out his vocation with complete fidelity, until at last God called him, saying, "Good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord." What then is Joseph's position in the whole Church of Christ? Is he not a man chosen and set apart? Through him, and yes, under him, Christ was fittingly and honorably introduced into the world. Holy Church, in its entirety, is indebted to the Virgin Mother because, through her, it was judged worthy to receive Christ. But after her, we undoubtedly owe special gratitude and reverence to Saint Joseph. In him, the Old Testament finds its fitting close. He brought the noble line of patriarchs and prophets to its promised fulfillment. What the divine goodness had offered as a promise to them, he held in his arms. Obviously, Christ does not now deny to Joseph that intimacy, reverence, and very high honor which he gave him on earth as a son to his father. Rather, we must say that in heaven, Christ completes and perfects all that he gave at Nazareth. Now we can see how the last summoning words of the Lord appropriately apply to Saint Joseph. Enter into the joy of your Lord. In fact, although the joy of eternal happiness enters into the soul of a man, the Lord preferred to say to Joseph, enter into joy. His intention was that the words should have a hidden spiritual meaning for us. They convey not only that this holy man possesses an inward joy, but also that it surrounds him and engulfs him like an infinite abyss. Remember us, Saint Joseph, and plead for us to your foster child. Ask your most holy bride, the Virgin Mary, to look kindly upon us, since she is the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. God has made me a father to the King, and master of all his household. He has raised me up, that he might save many people. The Lord is my helper and protector, he is my Savior. He has raised me up, that he might save many people. O God, we praise you. O Lord, we acclaim you. Eternal Father, all the earth reveres you. All the angels, the heavens, and the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, cry out to you in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are filled with the majesty of your glory. The glorious choir of apostles sing to you. The noble company of prophets praises you. The wide-robed army of martyrs glorifies you. Holy Church, throughout the earth, proclaims you. Father of boundless majesty, with your true and only Son, worthy of adoration, and the Holy Spirit, Paraclete, you, O Christ, are the King of glory. You are the Father's everlasting Son. When you resolved to save the human race, you did not spurn the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened wide the kingdom of heaven to those who put their faith in you. You are seated at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe you are the judge who is to come, and so we beg you, help your servants, redeemed by your most precious blood. Number them among your saints in eternal glory. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them and raise them to eternal life. Day by day we bless you and praise your name for endless ages evermore. Be gracious, Lord, on this day, and keep us from all sin. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy. May your mercy be upon us, Lord, as we place our trust in you. In you, O Lord, I rest my hope. Let me never be put to shame. The shepherds went in haste and found Joseph and Mary and the infant lying in the manger. O God, you are my God, at dawn I seek you. For you my soul is thirsting, for you my flesh is pining, like a dry, weary land without water. I have come before you in the sanctuary, to behold your strength and your glory. Your loving mercy is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. With joyful lips my mouth shall praise you. When I remember you upon my bed, I muse on you through the watches of the night. For you have been my strength. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings fast to you. Your right hand upholds me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The shepherds went in haste and found Joseph and Mary, and the infant lying in the manger. Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, marveled at what was said of their child, and Simeon blessed them. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and highly exalt him forever. Heavens, bless the Lord. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. All waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All powers, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and heat, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and cold, bless the Lord. Ice and snows, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and highly exalt him forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. All that grows on the earth, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. Springs of water, bless the Lord. Sea beasts and all that move in the water, bless the Lord. All birds of heaven, bless the Lord. All wild beasts and cattle, bless the Lord. All you people, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and highly exalt him forever. Priest of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy and humble of heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and highly exalt him forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and highly exalt him forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, worthy of praise and highly exalted forever. Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, marveled at what was said of their child, and Simeon blessed them. Joseph rose in the night and took the child and his mother into Egypt. There they stayed until the death of Herod. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's children exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, and make music with timbrel and lyre. For the Lord takes delight in his people, he adorns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful exult in their glory, and rejoice as they take their rest. Let the praise of God be in their mouths, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations, and a punishment upon the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the judgment decreed. This is an honor for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Joseph rose in the night and took the child and his mother into Egypt. There they stayed until the death of Herod. Lord God, you are God and your words are truth. You have made this generous promise to your servant. Do then bless the house of your servant, that it may be before you forever. For you, Lord God, have promised, and by your blessing the house of your servant shall be blessed forever. God made him the master of his household. God made him the master of his household. He gave him charge over all his possessions, and made him the master of his household. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. God made him the master of his household. Joseph lived in the town of Nazareth, to fulfill what the prophets had foretold of Christ. He will be called a Nazarene. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a horn of salvation in the house of David, his servant, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy ones, his prophets from ages past, to grant salvation from our foes and from the hand of all who hate us, showing mercy to our fathers, remembering his holy covenant, the oath he swore to Abraham, our father, to grant that, freed from the hand of our foes, we may serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, all the days of our life. And you, little child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to make ready his ways, to grant knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will visit us, to shine on those who sit in darkness and those in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Joseph lived in the town of Nazareth to fulfill what the prophets had foretold of Christ. He will be called a Nazarene. The Lord is the giver of holiness. Let us turn to him and pray. Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness. Lord our God, you called our fathers in faith to walk before you in holiness of heart. May we follow in their footsteps and obey your command to be perfect. Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness. You chose Joseph the righteous to care for your son in childhood and youth. Teach us to care for Christ's body by caring for our brothers and sisters. Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness. You entrusted the earth to mankind, to people it and make it prosper. Inspire us to work wholeheartedly in this world, seeking always to give you glory, holy God, raise us up to new life and holiness. Father of all mankind, do not forget what your hands have made. Grant that all who work may have secure employment and a fitting standard of living. Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness. And for all the prayer intentions in the chat and the comments below, and all the prayer intentions in the secret of our hearts. Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness. Gathering our prayer and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ Himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by Saint Joseph's intercession, your Church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginning you entrusted to his faithful care. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, spouse of Mary. Blessed art thou among patriarchs, and blessed is thy holy family. Holy Joseph, guardian of Jesus, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Dona nobis pa